Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. You know, we were thinking that one of the supreme uses of zucchini would be to pave roads.
The thing about zucchini is they take over the garden because they hide themselves. You have to go out very regularly if you want to pick the zucchini while they're no longer than,
six inches
or
yes.
so. Otherwise, you're going to get these monsters.
Baseball bat.
Zucchinis have kind of become a joke. Well, what did you do with yours? Well, I had to throw half of them away, some will say, because they spoiled and blah, blah, blah.
Went around in the night and left them on people's porches. And,
But there are so many things you can do with zucchini that really are
quite tasty. That's for sure.
The trick is to bring out the flavor.
Yeah.
Because by themselves, I mean, you can certainly nibble on a raw zucchini. There's no pleasure in that at all. If you slice the zucchini, say, a quarter of an inch thick, heat up olive oil, a tablespoon or two in a skillet. You don't need to salt the zucchini here. You're slicing them up, add them to the olive oil, and then let them brown. I'd say on a medium-high heat, and then turn them over and let them brown on the other side. This will happen very quickly. Within 5 minutes, you will have brown zucchini, which you can then just season with salt and pepper, and it makes a terrific side dish all by itself.
Yeah.
However, you can go one step further, and you can turn it into a filling for a sandwich.
Mm.
You can have a pita bread, and you cut it in half, open up the pocket, put some of this zucchini in there, some fresh sliced tomato, sliced cucumber. Sticking to the veggies right now.
Yeah.
But if you want, you can put in some meat. You can put in some deli ham, for example, or some leftover roast ham or some cooked sausage.
Sure.
It makes a terrific thing. Or falafel, this chickpea mixture that can be shaped into balls and deep fried, small ones, less than an inch. And you can add that. You have a great sandwich.
I think that would be very good with falafel.
You can make a tart with zucchini. Cook them first, sautéing. You can have a ready-made pie crust.
A galette pie crust or something?
Yeah, you can make that, or you can buy a ready-made crust. What? They're okay. What's even better, however, if you open a package of crescent rolls, pinch them all so that they fuse together, put them on a baking sheet, crimp the edge a little bit to make a little rim. So you'd have about a 13x9 tart base. The crescent roll makes a really good crust.
Is that right?
Yes. And you wouldn't have to pre-bake it. You would put your zucchini slices on the crust.
Oh.
Take some breaded cheese of your liking.
I have a liking for many kinds of cheese.
And bake it at a temperature of, let's say, 450 degrees until the crust is done, which will not take long. The zucchini will be already done, and then you'll have the cheese, which is melted on top. You could have that as a main dish along with a salad.
What would you call that? It's almost like a pizza.
Zucchini cheese tart.
Yeah, it doesn't have the pizza crust, but...
It's a tart. It's shallow.
It's a tart, it's shallow. So you load it up a little bit.
Not much. One layer of zucchini and the shredded cheese on it. Now, if you want some ham or something like that, chop that up.
Is there any need to line that crust with oil or anything like that?
No.
Oh, it's going to be oily enough.
Yeah, it's going to be oily
enough. I see.
And you can pack zucchini slices together. Cover as much of that surface as you want. There's always for zucchini to make a zucchini bread. Shredded zucchini adds a moistness to bread. You can also make a zucchini chocolate cake. Now, there are really good recipes online for zucchini bread, which you bake in a loaf pan, zucchini cake, which you might bake in a square or rectangular, shallower pan.
I think the very large ones you could scoop out and make a zucchini sled. You know, freeze it and hold it for the first snow, and your children will enjoy it very much.
Of course.
And with that, we hope you will come back next week for
The Food Guys.